play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm great. How are you, Aisha?
I am doing well. Will, will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Don DeMichelle of Redlands, California. I said, name a famous current American singer. Replace the last name with a colloquial term for a person from the place where this singer was born and raised. Say the result out loud, and phonetically you'll get a form of singing that the singer doesn't usually do. Well, the answer is Carrie Underwood, the country star. She was born and raised in Oklahoma, which would make her an Okie, and change her last name to Okie, and you get karaoke. I'm guessing she doesn't do a lot of karaoke.
Well, you never know. There were 559 correct entries, and this week's winner is Scott Anderson of Beloit, Wisconsin. Congratulations, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Super excited to be here.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I've been listening for decades and playing along, but submitting for the last several years.
Okay. Well, this is your lucky day. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
So I work in the food ingredient industry, so we don't make the food you eat, but we make it taste yummy.
Oh, well, that's good to know, because I like some good food. So I got to say, it seems like you're ready, but I got to ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I certainly hope so.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Scott and Aisha, I'm going to read you some sentences, and each sentence contains the name of a popular TV series, past or present. For example, if I said, down south, parking meters still line many streets, you would say South Park, which is hidden inside down south parking. Here's your first one. James loved his mother-in-law and ordered a dozen roses for her birthday.
Oh, geez. I should watch more TV, right?
No, you know all these shows. James loved his mother-in-law and ordered a dozen roses for her birthday.
Oh, okay. This is like a police show.
Yes.
A police and legal show.
Oh, Law and Order.
Law and Order is correct. The camp counselor counted 26 feet underneath the dining table.
Oh, okay. This is like an old HBO show.
Go ahead, Aisha.
It was like a funeral, 6 feet under?
6 feet under.
Okay.
Ah, okay. I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
Try this. For pioneers in the West, wing-footed deer were a highly prized source of meat.
That's West Wing, I think.
West Wing, good job. The mountain whippoorwill and graceful egret are two of the aviary's most popular birds.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, nice. The Brigadier General was tonight court-martialed on the Army base.
Night Court.
Night Court, good job. Here's an oldie. If you'll get on the bandwagon, training will start next week.
Is it Wagon Train?
Wagon Train, is it? At the bookstore, I bought a Witch Doctor whodunit.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who, yes. The desert nomad mentioned something about a herd of camels.
Mad Men?
Mad Men, yes. In 1930, rockets were first being designed to fly to the moon.
Oh, I'm lost on this one.
This is like a comedy, a fast-paced comedy.
Yes. Starring Tina Fey?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, it's NBC headquarters, right? Third Rock.
30 Rock.
30 Rock, thank you.
30 Rock, good job. The thieves aim to target smartphones in a California warehouse.
They had the shoe phone.
Yeah.
Yes. And the cone of silence?
Yeah, it's right there, but I can't think of it.
Get Smart.
Get Smart, that's what it was. Yeah, of course.
Get Smart, yeah. Is it? Here's your last one. The Olympic athlete had a heartbreaking badminton loss.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is it. Good job.
You did a wonderful job. A lot of those I didn't know. So how do you feel?
Oh, that was a wonderful experience. Thank you very much.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Scott, what member station do you listen to?
We're sustaining members at WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois.
That is wonderful. We love to hear that. We love sustaining members. That's Scott Anderson of Beloit, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me. Really enjoyed it.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. Name a popular automobile import, the make and model, add the letter V, and anagram the result. You'll name a popular ethnic food. What names are these? So again, a popular auto import, both the make and model name, add the letter V, and anagram the result. You'll name a popular ethnic food. What names are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, November 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.